Welcome to the Linda Norris Auditorium in Albany, New York. Tonight's show is made possible by Tech Valley Communications. It's Dancing on the Air with your hosts Jay Unger and Molly Mason. Tonight's guests are Paul Marchand and Laurie Hart, Tom Mitchell and the Blue Rhythm Boys, and of course the Dancing on the Air Orchestra.
Nice to be back.
It is. Thanks, everybody.
It's August.
Here we are in August already.
And here we are with Laurie Hart and Paul Marchand, as you heard earlier, and the Blue Rhythm Boys
with Mitchell and the Blue Rhythm Boys.
Our old friend Tom, and the Dancing on the Air Orchestra right here. I see Sam Zucchini is arming himself with a boron. How do you pronounce that correctly? I want to ask.
You got me.
We got him. Yeah. And Peter Davis has a boron with strings on it. It's called a banjo, I guess. He needs a handkerchief. I'll tell the... Laurie Hart has offered her skirt. He'll use his hat. He's not blowing his nose with it. He's stuffing it in the banjo.
The man who mistook his banjo for a hat.
You probably didn't hear that, but it's a new book title, The Man Who Mistook His Banjo for a Hat. And now hundreds of handkerchiefs are being offered by the audience. It's just a beautiful thing, I gotta say. Now we'd like to take this opportunity to introduce two wonderful musicians. We know them from two different directions, and now they're playing together. Maybe we'll talk to them a little more about their backgrounds and such. But here is Paul Marchand and Laurie Hart with some great music for you.
Thank you. That was great stuff.
Boy, that's wonderful.
I'm switching instruments for those of you not in the studio here with us. And I have a rather outlandish-looking instrument in front of me here. My husband says it's a cross between a dulcimer and a typewriter. Comes from Scandinavia, and it's a Swedish instrument, and we're going to play a wedding march.
Paul Marchand and Laurie Hart. And now I have a musical question. The slip jig you played, Do you happen to know how many bars it is? I mean, is it a 32-bar or 16-bar? It's two parts, or...
I have a confession to make, Jay.
Yes.
It was a four-part tune, and we dropped a couple of the parts.
Is that what
So what it originally was, I have no idea.
So two
parts...
It was
twice as long as we did.
Two parts would be... You did
slip jigs aren't very long. You know, I think each part is four measures. So four and four, and another four and four. That's 16 bars.
Well, the reason I'm asking is, at Northern Week, we made a scientific discovery that 16 bars of a slip jig has 48 three-bar three-thing pulses.
So I know where you're going with this.
You do. A 12-bar blues fits it.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to say you could play it for a three-part contradance.
No.
Oh.
A 12-bar blues fits it. So I want to think about, maybe we'll do this as an experiment. We could experiment with it right now just for a second. If it works.
I'm game.
If it works, then we'll do it with everyone.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Somebody has to be the rhythm section.
What key are you doing?
What key are we in?
Key of A.
Key of A. Oh, it's the piano player's favorite key. Play the guitar, Peter. Okay. Here he goes. This is heretofore unheard of on the radio. Right down here.
We never do something.
Here, use this. Okay. You're hearing it now. This is totally unrehearsed.
I have no idea what you're getting
do
at
it,
here.
Like, here's how it goes, you know.
Do I have to play the blues or do I play the tune?
Start. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? Wait, let's get to the intro. I think it works.
It does work, because you didn't play the blues. You have to play the 12-bar blues.
The first part had potential.
Yeah, man. Play the blues. Play the blues first, without the slip.
Did work. We might try that again later. Thanks for being such a good sport, Laurie. Well, that was just sort of an outgrowth. I won't say any more. We'll have to have it removed. Okay, so. Well, we're bringing Laurie and Paul back to do a medley with us. We didn't want to let them go without trying something together. And this is a medley of Shetland tunes. The first one was written by a guy named Tom Anderson, who I had the good fortune and pleasure of meeting and playing with. And he called it the Slocket Light, which I believe means a light that has gone out. And it could be a lighthouse. It could be a person that has passed on. It said that it was for his wife who had passed away. And then, you want to tell us about the other tunes, Laurie?
Well, let's see. There's the Full Rigged Ship and the New Rigged Ship. And I think they're kind of neat. They're three-part tunes, and they all have a high part and a middle part and a low part. You can kind of think of the different, the sails and the deck and the underbelly of the ship.
Could you just do one thing for me? Can you tell people where Shetland is?
Well, they're islands that belong to Scotland, but they have a kind of Scandinavian heritage as well.
They were part of Norway for, or I think.
I don't know.
Yeah, for a few
they
hundred years.
Been.
Yeah.
And but the fishermen certainly went back and forth. So you have a, yeah, you have a fiddle tradition there. That's kind of the really the only place I know of that has a mix of Scandinavian and Celtic.
And all the fiddlers ride very small ponies. It's really, it's really cool.
And they play fiddle in gorilla suits, right?
In gorilla suits, yeah. And then the last tune is called Spoodiscary, which I think is a place. And it was written by, you remember the man's name? Ian
McDonald,
maybe, we think, who's a cab driver up there in Shetland. Okay, so let's go for it. Here it is.
Thank you.
song. Lot of fun.
Paul Marchand, Glory Hart, the Dancing on the Air Orchestra, Molly Mason on the piano, Sam Zucchini on the drums, Peter Davis on the clarinet, and the four-string guitar. I'm Jay Unger. I was playing some fiddle with Laurie, who also played fiddle.
I had this really perverse idea, which is to try the blues slip jig thing again, but with the whole band at the end of the show here. We could just go ride out on a blues.
Okay, I'll come on game. I think I heard part of it. I was trying to figure it out. I walked out the door, and I think I came in the second measure of the four chord and couldn't quite figure out
what was going on.
We didn't know what was going on.
Here's what we do. We got to really establish the blues. This is it, Laurie. We're going to try it again. We have to just free up. We're going to play some just straight-ahead 12-bar blues, and eventually the slip jig will slip in. But we'll just start by playing the blues.
Did we rehearse this already?
Yeah, we did. This is a recount.
But we'll just start with the blues. Slip jig later. One, two, one, two, three.
Good night.